Let's get to some group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly. I've been casually seeing this guy for a couple of months now, but we aren't officially exclusive yet. But I'm really into him. Would like to take that next step.
Sure.
But the other night, I accidentally saw him on what was clearly a romantic date with a good friend of mine.
Okay.
My heart sank, and now I'm not sure what to do. I don't want to come across as this crazy girl stalking the guy she wants, but I can't pretend I don't know he's seeing someone that I thought was a friend. This could go wrong in so many ways. So I was just hoping someone listening would have some good advice. I'm so torn up right now.
How do you accidentally... Well, okay, I guess I get it. You just randomly see them together when you weren't necessarily expecting.
And she says, I've been seeing this guy, casually seeing him for a couple of months. Who knows if her friend knows he's the guy she's been seeing.
Right. I wouldn't necessarily immediately put blame on the friend.
Unless she says that the friend knew she was seeing this guy. We don't know that.
Yeah, we don't know that. Well, I remember I was kind of in the same situation with my wife so many years ago when we just started like casually seeing each other. And then I saw her in a car. I was jogging and I saw her in a car with her ex-boyfriend. And remember, I told you there was like a little bit of a gray area. The ending of her relationship, the beginning of ours, you know, stuff like
that. Was that how you learned of the gray area?
Yeah. Seeing that? Well, but she, like, she'll say that there was never a gray area.
Oh, right.
In her mind.
Right.
So
maybe that was the closure.
Right, maybe. I don't know. So, you know, that was one of those things where later I was like, hey, just you figure out your stuff. And then
call.
And then, yeah, then let me know. And she's like, it's figured out. Don't worry about it. Kind of very mob bossy. Like, hey,
okay,
it's figured out. You're never going to have the family. You're never going to have to worry about him again.
That's great.
So
what do we do here in this situation? Do we go to the friend first and be like, hey, I happen to be out such
hey,
and such.
Hey, saw you with Brett.
Was that a date? We're assuming that she doesn't know this was a guy that she had been seeing. We're just assuming she didn't know this is the guy. Hey,
yeah.
I saw you. So are you dating someone? And then see what the friend says. And then once they connect the dots that, hey, that's kind of the guy I've been seeing, then maybe we go from there and confront the guy based on how many dates the friend's been on, maybe.
I would almost know
if that's the first time?
I would almost go to the guy and say, hey, saw you with my friend. I'd just say, hey, I saw you.
So you're going straight to the guy.
I saw you hanging out with my friend.
Okay.
Looked like you guys were having a good time. Can you tell me about it? And then just kind of go from there. I don't know.
Okay. But she thinks she's been betrayed by her friend as well. So yeah. I feel like we go to the friend first, right?
Maybe.
Can we go to the friend first?
Maybe. All right. So Kelly and I are not necessarily a great help right now. So this is where we're going to need you, especially if you've been in this situation, you can offer up your advice. All right. 502-795-1997 is our number. Group therapy. We'll take some of your stories on the way. Man, what happens when you feel like you've been betrayed not only by the guy you're casually seeing, but also your friend?
Ouch.
When you accidentally see them both out. Now, the thing that we are questioning and speculating on, which we don't have a clear answer, is did her friend know they were dating? Does he know that you think they're kind of exclusive?
Or that you're friends.
Right.
Yeah, he may not even know you guys are connected.
Right. Right.
There's a lot of questions up in the air about this one.
Trina rolls in and says, hey, if y'all aren't exclusive, then he's not doing anything wrong. The only issue would be if the friend knows, and this is definitely the time to have that conversation. If you want to be exclusive and he doesn't, then you know your worth, and vamos!
Now, see, listen, you go into the Facebook comments and already they're like, dump them both. Get rid of them both. Trash can emoji. Get rid of them both. A good friend wouldn't date the guy that you're dating. Now, I think I might say yes to all that again if we get answers to the questions of, does he know that's her friend? Does she know she was dating him?
Yes.
Yeah.
And he might think, you know, you're thinking casual relationship. He's probably thinking casual relationship too. But maybe since you guys haven't defined what you are, he's like, well, you know, she knows I'm dating around, or she knows I'm dating, and you don't think that's the case, you know? So I think there needs to be a conversation now
to before
things
that.
Get, before things get too, you know, far.
And yes, I think before you have a right to get mad, you need to clarify, okay, is he also wanting to take it a step further and maybe was waiting for you to say that?
But yeah, if you look at the Facebook comments, all of them just say, hey, you got to get rid of everybody. So I don't think that is necessarily the case right now, but definitely a conversation needs to be had. Now, are we doing it with the friend first?
I feel like yes. That might clarify some things too.
Yeah, because the friend isn't going to, well, the friend shouldn't.
The friend shouldn't, yes.
Shouldn't pull the wool over your eyes.
Because right
and
now our listener is feeling betrayed by her.
Yeah.
So she needs to get down to the bottom of it and understand, did the friend know that guy was who she was seeing?
Yeah.
If she did, then yeah, that's a betrayal.
This is true.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, good luck. Maybe that's the pathway forward for you. Keep us posted.
Yeah.
Let us know what happens and if we can help anymore. All right. That's group therapy.